We start strong, those from the heart of West Michigan United Way, with us every month sharing what is happening behind their closed doors, certainly an instrumental part of our community. So let's start with you, Ellen Carpenter, Vice President of Marketing and volunteers and other hats that you wear. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning.
All right. We're going to talk, obviously, about the mission of the Heart of West Michigan United Way, but I want to zone right into the topic of a couple things, if I may, and you know where we're going, because this is how we prepare. We want to talk about 2-1-1, and then certainly we want to talk about Veterans Day, too, right?
Yep.
That's kind of our plan. Hey, what is 2-1-1?
2-1-1 is the Heart of West Michigan United Way's Health and Human Service hotline. So we're all familiar with 911 when you're in, you know, kind of a crisis that requires police or fire emergency, you call 911. 2-1-1 are for those that are experiencing issues within their life and they need to be connected to resources that are out in the community.
So you have a staff that's trained to handle this?
We do. We have, it's a 24/7 hotline. Our staff is extensively trained, and their goal is to connect you to the appropriate services that you qualify for in Kent County. And we actually answer calls for 5 other counties as well.
Wow. How many calls have you received this year?
We have received 44,000 calls, and every year we are between 65,000 and 75,000 callers.
So, again, a serious business. What specific types of services can callers get connected to through 2-1-1?
Well, one of the number one things that people call for is utility assistance. And so today it's super cold outside, so we will start to get calls. People get behind on their – I'm paying their utilities. They're trying to figure out, what happens, what can they do, what kind of services are available if they're worried about their utilities being shut off. We also are the entry point for housing. So if your family is experiencing homelessness, you know someone who is, you call 2-1-1. They help to assess the situation, which is why they're so trained, because, you know, people are complicated. Situations are, poverty is complicated. So they're trained to ask the right questions to connect you into the system of all kinds of nonprofits that are connected to help people that are experiencing homelessness.
Utility assistance, holiday assistance, housing assistance, also food here?
Yes, food insecurity. Also, you know, 1 in 8 is hungry here. So when people are running out of money for the month, they're trying to figure out how to feed their family, we find out where they live. We always ask if there's a veteran in the home because there's other services available if you're a veteran. And then we try to connect them to the services that are closest to their homes.
2-1-1, I know, able to define the community's greatest needs as they're calling connecting callers to resources. So I guess even more of a specific question, how do you help area nonprofits fill gaps in services you might then find?
So every caller and every need with every caller is tracked. And so, you know, utility assistance is an interesting one because there's only so much money that the state provides to help people with that are needing help with utilities. But we still keep track of all that call so that we then take that information and that data and we feed it back into the statewide system. So then, you know, we are able to essentially measure what unmet needs there are in the community. And then we can take those out to our nonprofits and that are funded by United Way or others to really talk about, here's what people are calling for, so this is where people need help.
So that's the statewide system,
yep.
How that works.
Yep.
Veterans Day is coming up. Well, that would be tomorrow. How does United Way serve veterans, Ellen?
Again, we have information specialists that know about the services that are available for veterans, and we try to connect them into the right organizations so that they can get the right services, because for many veterans, and I know Jeffrey will talk about this, they don't really know what services they even qualify for.
Yes, Jeffrey King, let's bring you into the conversation, waiting patiently. Director of Advancement and Communications, what, with Community Rebuilders?
Yeah, good morning, Shelley. Thank you. Yeah.
Tell me about, first of all, Community Rebuilders.
Sure. Community Rebuilders is a nonprofit housing agency that utilizes a housing-first approach to end homelessness in Kent County. Last year, we housed over 1,700 homeless men, women, children, and veterans. And speaking of veterans, and with tomorrow being Veterans Day, Community Rebuilders recently led a community-wide effort to effectively end veteran homelessness in Kent County. It was a community-wide effort with lots of partners like the Heart of West Michigan United Way. And we're really proud to say that we were recently recognized by the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness as being the first community in the state of Michigan to have effectively ended veteran homelessness, something that we're really proud of.
I know Ellen, United Way funds like $4.7 million into programs and agencies here in Kent County, and many of these programs do assist vets.
They do. And veterans along with homelessness. So housing, you know, we invest more than $1 million into helping housing issues. And Community Rebuilders is a huge, you know, element in this, a huge organization in this community that really helps that issue.
Right. Community Rebuilders, you've been working with United Way for many years now, Jeffrey. So let's talk about your partnership.
Yeah, so many years that this partnership has been going on, and like Ellen had mentioned, that financial assistance is really key in ensuring that we can provide the services that we do to homeless individuals and families, and specifically veterans. So those contributions that people are making through those workplace campaigns, they trickle down and support our programs and services. But it goes even beyond that. The Heart of West Michigan United Way offers an incredible volunteer connection center and volunteer events which support all of our work. So all those companies out there that provide volunteer tiers on like United Way Day of Caring or Martin Luther King Day, those volunteers find their way to Community Rebuilders and supporting our efforts. We also love to utilize their downtown location for public meetings and gatherings. It's a great place to bring together community partners on efforts like ending veteran homelessness.
What's this activity you did with area students the past couple of years, specifically at Catholic Central?
Yeah, so this was a great event we actually just wrapped up this week. So the past couple of years, it's a partnership with United Way and their AmeriCorps members, partnering us with students to do service projects. So this year, it was with the students at Catholic Central, over 500 students, I believe. It was a big project, and they pulled together homemade cleaning supplies that are going to be supplied to families that we support once they move into housing. So those students, kind of with a STEM focus, we're pulling together like homemade laundry detergent and other cleaning supplies that we're going to be able to distribute out. So it's a great way to connect with area young people about the work that we're doing, but it's also a great way for volunteers in the community to support our work.
Benefiting both students and obviously your residents as well.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. 211 referrals, what's your relationship here?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're big believers that our services should target those most vulnerable households in our community, but we also know that individuals oftentimes need access to many different types of services. So it starts with housing, but it doesn't end with housing. So 211 is a key component in that. Individuals who are experiencing a housing crisis can contact 211. They go through a pre-screening process, and then they can get connected to our community's housing assessment program operated by the Salvation Army. And that way we ensure that we're getting individuals who've been prioritized for services in our highest need.
Very nice. Talking with those on behalf of the Heart of West Michigan United Way, Jeffrey King, Director of Advancement and Communications, partnering Community Rebuilders, along with Ellen Carpenter, Mark, Vice President Marketing, and more. Ellen, you mentioned holiday assistance. If any of our listeners want to go find out about giving or volunteering for the upcoming season, what's the action item?
We have a holiday volunteering guide that's available now. So if you're interested in volunteering with your family, as a department, with where you work, with maybe even neighbors, come to our website, download the guide. You can talk about what are things that we are passionate about solving. Homelessness is one. There's all kinds of things that are that families and individuals need that maybe you aren't thinking about. And so this guide will help you kind of take that passion for helping our community in very specific ways that really help people.
And remind us how we can receive assistance this holiday season. I mean, it does go back to the 211.
It does. So there's two things with 211. One is if you need help, call 211. You can get registered to be the recipient of some of the programs that go on at the holiday time, like Toys for Tots, those kinds of collection drives, Adopt a Family. So you can be a recipient. If you're interested in being someone who's doing the collecting, the volunteering, the helping, also call 211. We can get you connected. Maybe, again, your family or neighborhood would like to sponsor a family, collect items that they need, and you know, really feel good about making a difference at the holiday times.
And obviously, Jeffrey, how do we get in touch with Community Rebuilders?
Yeah, so we always encourage people to check out our website, communityrebuilders.org. We do post some volunteer opportunities there and other ways that people can help. We also always post all of our volunteer opportunities with the Heart of West Michigan United Way, so people can get plugged in that way. And also check out our Facebook page.
All right. Happy November to you. Until December, we'll speak again. Thanks to you, Ellen Carpenter and Jeffrey King. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.